Hello and welcome to the Forbes India Cover Story podcast series in association with theindicast.com. On the cover today, as part of the Asia's Power Business Women list, is Jyoti Labs, which is growing at a rapid pace in what is already a crowded market. My name is Abhishek, and joining me to talk about the cover and a little bit about the package itself is Divya Shekhar. Hi, Divya. Thanks for joining in.
Thanks so much, Abhishek.
Thank you. Before we get into the cover itself, what is the package about and what kind of profiles have you covered, you and your team?
So this is part of Asia's Power Business Women package that Forbes Asia had put out a few months ago. And here they had we had featured 20 business women from Asia who are, taking their companies to the next levels of growth, despite the market being the way it is and, despite challenges. They are pushing forward with their ventures. They're securing top spots at some of the region's, largest and most prestigious companies. And there are 20 leaders who were profiled as part of the Forbes Asia's Power Business Women list. There were three Indians who were part of that list. M.R. Jyoti, who is the managing director of Jyoti Labs, she was one. Then there was Mahima Datla, who is the managing director of Biological E, the company that's, introduced to one of the COVID vaccines that were in use in India. And there is also Rashmi Verma, the co-founder and chief technology officer of the company that owns MapMy India. So these are the three Indians on the list, and our edition focuses on profiles of these three women.
Great. And you've done the one that is on the cover. Let's talk about Jyoti Labs. Before that, could you paint a picture of how the industry is in which the company operates?
So Jyoti Labs is a consumer goods company, and the FMCG industry in India is marked with many heavyweights. It's dominated by, say, on one hand there are multinationals like Hindustan Unilever and Procter and Gamble, and on the other there are heavyweights like ITC, Dabur, Britannia. So Jyoti Labs is a homegrown consumer goods company, and it has been in existence for 40 years now. Most people know it through its dominant brand, which is Ujala, which is the fabric whitener, primarily present in fabric care, dishwashing, housing insecticides, and personal care. People also know its dishwashing products like Exo and Pril. They also have the Margot soaps and the Maxo brand of mosquito repellent coils. Jyoti Labs has been a challenger brand in all the categories that it operates, minus fabric care, where it's a market leader with Ujala. So the story is basically how M.R. Jyoti, who is a second generation entrepreneur, she takes the company over from her father, M.P. Ramachandran, who had started the company with 5,000 rupees in 1983. And the story talks about how she's taking the company to newer heights.
Right. Incidentally, you talked about her father starting the outfit with 5,000 rupees, quite humble beginnings. You write that everything from loading and unloading to writing print ad jingles is what her dad would do at the time.
Correct. Mr. M.P. Ramachandran comes from very humble beginnings. He came from a middle-class family in Thrissur, Kerala. And Jyoti talks about how he literally built the company brick by brick. Fabric whitener, that is Ujala, was his own formulation, and he had seen that there is an unmet demand in the market, and the existing products that they had for whitening were not good enough. So he came up with the idea of Ujala. He even ideated the concept, designed the packaging, like you said, also overseeing, loading and unloading of products and writing advertisement jingles. So those were early days. So for Jyoti, it is more about building on the momentum and the brand value that, her father has created for the company.
Right. And that I remember that ad that you referred to, Ujala, Char Bundo Wala. It was quite the campaign at the time. Today, we are in a different era. And one stat that caught my attention was that in 2020, the outfit had revenues of 1,700 crores. And now in just 3 years, it's gone up to 2,500 with net profit too soaring by 50%. So how have they managed that? And what is their key to get there in such quick time?
When Jyoti took over, it was in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, we were just like a month into the lockdown. She took over in April 2020. And since then, she's even in a tough FMCG market where, it's marked with, say, a steep increase in raw material prices, inflationary pressures, and, even muted rural demand. There are a lot of factors, that made it very difficult to do business in the FMCG industry. But Jyoti, as she says in the story, was clear that Jyoti Labs is in the growth stage, and they have to keep going. It's sort of quote unquote laying our tracks, is how she puts it, and see how they can balance, say, cost considerations and also keep an eye out on their growth as and when. So they wanted to stay on the growth trajectory, which is why, even though they never shied away from investments like, say, investment in building a more robust distribution footprint or advertising and promotions, or even hiring people and technology, they also made it a point to, say, streamline costs wherever possible to make things more efficient.
Right. And I think she tells you about how she differentiates good costs and bad costs. And
Right. So this was, I think, the chief financial officer, Sanjay Agarwal, who was explaining why the company was able to stay on its growth trajectory. So one of the reasons that he mentioned is that Jyoti had never shied away from, like you said, quote unquote, good costs, which means investments in people, technology, etc. Like, for example, Jyoti also mentions that, she has to do things a little differently from her father, to keep in tune with the changing times, which would mean like a more flexible, decentralized approach to operations, say innovations, say, she talks about how she got in this whole Salesforce automation in place. And it was not easy for people to shift from their traditional methods of working, but this was something that, had to be done for greater efficiency. So these were some of the things that the company has done over the past few years.
right. And last couple of questions, Divya, is you mentioned in the piece that she didn't expect herself to be at the helm in such quick time. Was the plan any different, that she would still continue in her current role and then take over eventually? But it appears to have been fast-tracked.
Yeah, I think she had to take over earlier than expected, and she didn't expect the pandemic either. When the announcement that she would be taking over as MD was made 1 year prior, and when she did at the set date, they were in the middle of the pandemic. So she said that the company's growth had been stagnant for a while, and there was a 3 to 4% compound annual growth rate, and there were a few lapses, as she says, between 2016 and 2020, be it in terms of sales and other things in the system. And the leadership there realized that things needed to move faster, things needed to move at a quicker pace for them to survive and grow in the industry. And which is why I think she was brought on earlier than planned.
What does MR Jyoti bring to the table from the leadership standpoint? You referred to a few anomalies or inconsistencies after 2016. What are a few things that keeps her up at night, if it does, and what is the leadership style?
Right. I spoke to a few members of the leadership team at Jyoti Labs, and what they say is that Jyoti is always accessible to discuss new ideas, new strategies. She has this open door culture. When I met her in her office, she seemed to me as a woman who was extremely ambitious and extremely passionate about the company. The company has been within her life, since she was 5 years old. And she's seen it grow, and she's wanted to be part of the company, ever since she was in class 9. So the company clearly means a lot to her. Living up to her father's reputation and legacy means a lot to her, and those are some of the things that drive her. As far as the changes that she's brought about in the company, like I mentioned, Jyoti Labs is focusing more on product innovation now. They're bringing in a lot of technology to streamline operations, and they are also widening their footprint and reach across the country. They are well aware that they are a challenging brand, but they have their eyes fixed on growth. So we'll have to wait and watch as to how her plans pan out.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Divya, for your time on this podcast. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot, Abhishek.
Thank you. All your listeners, you can get this podcast on ForbesIndia.com or any other app that you use to download your podcasts. And to have someone call you for a Forbes India subscription, message Forbes to 51818.